The millennium is a 1,000-year period between the War of Armageddon and the coming of the new heaven and new earth. During that time, the earth will be restored, as Acts 3:21 says, and Jesus will rule over all the nations with the saints. The following is a brief flow of events. Jesus defeats the beast and his armies at Armageddon. After that, the beast and the false prophet are thrown into the lake of fire. Then the devil is bound for 1,000 years. This is the millennium period. After that, Jesus and the saints reign during the millennium. Then the devil is released and raises up armies, but fire from heaven devours them. Then the devil is thrown into the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophet, and the new heavens and new earth come. So the millennium is a 1,000-year period after Armageddon, during which Jesus and the saints rule the earth. Some Christians don't believe in the millennium, but there are many scriptures which only fit such a setting. For example, Revelation 19 verse 15 and Revelation 2 verses 26 and 27 say that Jesus and the saints will rule the nations with an iron scepter. This can only be talking about a yet-to-come period, because the saints have never ruled the nations, and it's ridiculous to say they will rule heaven with an iron scepter. Other scriptures, such as in Isaiah 65 and Isaiah 11, only make sense in a millennium setting. In these passages, it says that the lion, leopard, and wolf will live with lambs and goats, and a child will lead them. This can't be referring to our final heavenly state, because death still exists, as Isaiah 65 verse 20 tells us. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. This scene only fits a restored, Eden-like earth. Who then populates the earth during the millennium? Zechariah chapters 12 to 14 tell us that when all the nations surround Jerusalem, Jesus will destroy them during the War of Armageddon and pour out his spirit on all Israel. Zechariah 14 verse 16 tells us, then the survivors from all the nations, Gentiles, that have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. So, the Jews and Gentiles who make it through these times will enter the millennium. Israel will be the leading nation, and the Gentile nations will go up to Jerusalem each year to worship the Lord. This gives further proof of the millennium, as the nations have never gone up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feasts. Few people will survive Armageddon. Zechariah 13 verse 8 says that only one-third of the Jews will survive, and regarding the Gentiles, Isaiah 24 verse 6 tells us, therefore a curse consumes the earth. Its people must bear their guilt. Therefore the earth's inhabitants are burnt up, and very few are left. It's not 100% clear why God has chosen to have a millennium period. Perhaps it is to fulfill all his promises to Israel. They have not received all the land promised in Genesis 15 verses 18 to 21, nor have they been head of the nations, as Isaiah 60 to 65 says. Or maybe God will be using this time to show mankind that the devil is not to blame for their sinfulness, because sin will still exist, even with the devil bound. And, despite the fact that righteousness has ruled for 1,000 years, when released, the devil will again deceive the nations and gather them to rebel against God, only to be devoured by fire. That's in Revelation 20. Both Isaiah 65:17 and Revelation 21 talk about a new heaven and new earth, but they cannot be talking about the same thing, as Isaiah 65:20 speaks of people dying, while Revelation 21:4 says there will be no more death. Obviously, Revelation 21:1 is talking about our final heavenly state. This means that Isaiah 65:17 can only be talking about the present heaven and earth being restored to an Eden-like state for the millennium, as mentioned in verses such as Romans 8:19-21, Acts 3:21, and Isaiah 11. The next article will be on the rapture timing. Amen.